This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Touchdown! I don't believe it!
You're listening to the best of the Browns.
Ball game over! Browns win! Browns win!
A weekly mix of 92.3 The Fan's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Browns News, Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Breaking news on The Fan, Diana Russini of The Athletic. Adam Schefter has got it now. Kevin Stefanski has been let go by the Cleveland Browns. Diana Russini tweeting that Cleveland moves on from the two-time coach of the year who led the franchise to the playoffs twice in his tenure and the only team's only playoff win since 2000. Kevin Stefanski has been fired by the Cleveland Browns as of right now. So there you go. 216-474-0092. That's it and that's all.
Right at 9 o'clock. They had their meeting.
And the meeting was, I mean, that's he knew this a month ago. You know, this is all formality then. Is how this kind of went.
So 6 years.
Well, it depends. If his shirt tail's all untucked and everything as he comes walking out, then maybe he didn't. Because you remember when Freddie got let go. I was like, oh, some furniture just got destroyed in that building.
Yeah, and obviously we have Daryl there in Berea, so if we're going to hear from anybody, I do wonder, we'll Schefter, stay tuned on a press conference.
Schefter also is adding Browns GM Andrew Berry will spearhead the search for Cleveland's next head coach.
Okay.
So it's a lot of what we had been hearing, obviously, over the last month as the leaks started to come out. Obviously, that's going to be the controversial part of it. Some people will be okay with that, with Barry still in charge. I wonder what the percentage breakdown is. I am not somebody who is thrilled with that because I think that has the potential to limit the strength of the type of candidate that he might put in place.
You bet your ass. You bet your ass. Well, now hold on. Now let me think about this. By the way, when do you want me to open up the list? When do you want me to open it up? 920, 940.
Oh, you're going to do it today?
He just got let go. I said I'd open up the list when he gets let go. When do you want me to open up the list? Okay.
Well, you know, it's tough because...
920?
It's tough right. because...
923, open up the list.
You know, he immediately is going to get interviewed, well, obviously. If the reports are accurate, yeah. he immediately is getting interviewed in New York.
So this Atlanta. I keep seeing Atlanta from everybody.
But we'll have Atlanta restrictions.
Atlanta sounds like a place.
We're going to have restrictions on who we can interview outside of Zooms. I think that's what has been laid out over the last few days, which, man, there would have been nobody better to do a Zoom interview than Paul DePodesta, and now he's gone, so you lose that.
The Browns have officially posted that they've relieved Kevin Stefanski of his duties. The Browns have made that. Just want to make sure that's real. That is absolutely real. The Browns have notified everybody that they are moving on from Kevin Stefanski. I'm sure we have an email sitting here somewhere. Not just yet. We will. All right, so the Browns are moving on from Kevin Stefanski. I want to go back to what you said. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out because you and I are under the thought that not serious candidates would want this if Andrew Berry is the one searching for the next head coach. However, I can't say one thing. I can't just speak out of both sides of my mouth. I did say throughout NFL circles, and now we're getting the push button notifications, throughout NFL circles, they believe that Andrew Berry is good. So if they believe Andrew Berry is good, then should this or should this not be a more attractive job than what we are making it out to be? I'm asking. It should be. Unless the rest of the NFL is just in on this ruse against us, which certainly Browns fans would believe at this point, considering how bad things have been over the last how many years. Unless we're just getting the wool pulled over our eyes by the rest of the NFL, that if Andrew Berry's as good as what the rest of the NFL tells us, then this list shouldn't even be good enough. There should be all types of different big names coming out here for this job, shouldn't there be?
It depends. What's open, obviously. If Baltimore opens up, that
Jimmy Haslam speaking at 9:45. 9:45, Jimmy's speaking today. I apologize. Go ahead.
Obviously, if like the Baltimore job opens up, that becomes great. A meet. If Pittsburgh opens up, that's an interesting one. They don't really have a quarterback. I'm guessing Rodgers would be out after this year, or even if he is back next year, he's obviously a shell of what he was. So it all depends. Like I've heard many make the argument that the Giants job is... a more premium job because Jackson Dart, you know, had a better year and they'll have Malik Nabers and, you know, they have some rookies that they're really excited about too. But, you know, it's hard because this is going to be, in essence, an arranged marriage, most likely, right? This is going to be somebody coming in here having to work for Andrew Berry and the type of person that would work for Andrew Berry and not want to install his own GM. You mm-hmm. wonder how powerful... a head coach that is. How powerful a leader that is.
You can't help it. So Kevin did in the email here that was just handed to us from their statement that was just handed to us by the great Jeff Thomas, the Silver Saw Award winner. Kevin did make a statement. You want to read that on the air? Other ones are very... There's one from D and Jimmy. Again, Jimmy will talk at 9:45. Andrew Berry will speak today at 12:30. So keep it here on the Fan all day long. You're going to hear from everybody. The owner of the football team speaks at 9:45. Andrew Berry will speak at 12:30. We do have a statement.
Players in between that.
Players in between that as well at around 10:45. We do have a statement from Kevin. I'll read the one from Kevin here for everybody. Quote, after six seasons as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, I leave with an immense sense of gratitude. When I arrived in January 2020, this organization, this community, and Browns fans embraced me and my family with open arms. I cannot express properly in words how good we have been treated. A sincere, quote, thank you to everyone who I have been so blessed to work with, for, and with over these six seasons. I'd like to especially thank my coaching staff and the players who did everything that was ever asked of them. They fought through injury and adversity while always putting the team first, all caps, team first. I wish all of you nothing but success. So if the Browns turn this thing around, he'll say congratulations on all your success. So this was a mutual parting of ways then. Have we ever had a statement from a head coach?
No, we don't typically get those right as it's happening. So obviously this is something that's been in the works. And you know what? Credit to them for not having this like mar yesterday's Miles Garrett day.
Oh, there was no way they were going to do that.
I think that's at least a professional setup for once in Cleveland. It's nice to see that. Obviously, you know, there's so far there has not been a ton of mudslinging. And there may not be if Stefanski just gets a head coaching job, you know, in the next month. Like what's he's got new things to attend to. Obviously didn't hold him back if he gets a head coaching job, right? It's not like he can say, oh my God, the Browns ruined my career. You know, that's stuff that Hugh Jackson, you know, would say. And there have been some others. You know, I don't think you have to worry about that when it comes to Kevin. It's a rare moment of like kind of bizarre solidarity out the door. They win the last two games. They're hoisting guys up in true like Rudy fashion. The locker room is going nuts. They never quit on Kevin. And just at the end, it's like, all right, that's the end. 6 years, went to the playoffs twice.
Yeah.
Gave Browns fans their most memorable moments. If you're under the age of 40, gave you the most memorable moments you've had in your football lifetime as far as the NFL is concerned. Unfortunately, though, at the end of 6 years, you know, it was kind of nosediving. And there's a lot of reasons why that is. I think it has more to do with Andrew Berry and the players and the situation and all the constraints and the Watson move that went awry. And also, obviously, there's blame to go around with Kevin. Kevin was never able to access the gifts of Deshaun Watson. He was never able to build back up his confidence or find an offense for him. And then, you know, the injuries after that, he became a shell of himself anyway. So, you know, you gave him two rookie quarterbacks and then made him compete. And that just took reps away from both. It's kind of a self-sabotaging situation. That, to me, is on Andrew Berry. And so Andrew Berry can lead this search all he wants, but that doesn't necessarily have me brimming with optimism, you know, ear to ear on this setup.
And it's another question that we can't answer right now is, okay, Kevin's highly thought of around the NFL, like it or not, he is. And it seems that he will, I mean, he probably... It seems to be that he might have his pick of the litter from what Schefter was saying yesterday and everything like that. If a guy who is well thought of in the NFL wants to leave you, what's that say about the order of operations? I can't answer that right now. I don't think anyone can answer that right now. It's easy to say it's bleep. Well, we're going to find out here over the next several months. Nothing's certain right now. But as of right now, this looks like you're ripping off half the Band-Aid is what you're doing. I don't know of any. I would say that the majority of fans, I would say 90% of Browns fans that we talk to, and I hope I'm wrong because he's staying. I think that 90% of the Browns fans we talk to do not have faith in Andrew Berry. And since they do not have faith in Andrew Berry, you can see how this thing is already playing out in fans' minds. I'm looking at this on social media. I'm seeing some of this stuff in my email now. You can see how this is playing out for a lot of people. That this could already be lame duck's situation here. So I don't know what names are going to be pulled out of here, but it doesn't seem like you're going to have the very best pick. And if Andrew Berry goes somewhere else and has success, and you're left holding the bag on this, hey, I still believe 6 years is a long run in the NFL. It's longer than what a lot of coaches go through. He ended up being a longer tenured coach than we realized there. There was some good time. I do think that it had come to its end. But if we're picking and choosing, we should have picked either side. If one goes, then they both should have went. But if we're picking and choosing, we're going to find out more here of whether or not we made the right decision as the Cleveland Browns and whether or not it could have been Kevin stays and Andrew goes. Because there's a lot here that this next head coach, you're going to have to clean up. And I'm holding the depth chart right now, and it's like, oh, gosh, there's a lot here that's just red ink on red ink on red ink. As great as the last draft was, it was a good draft. It's a good draft, damn good draft. But, man, there's still a lot of things you got to do. And Luke Whipler can't stay healthy. He got hurt again yesterday. You ended up putting Zach Zinter at center. I mean, that's just the offensive line. We got 4 months to talk about this. Do you think that this was the right decision? I don't think it was the right decision because you only moved off for half of them. And I think it perpetuates more of the same mistakes that you've made in the past.
Yeah, right now, as of today, where they are without a head coach, but they're with the same evaluator and the guy overseeing, you know, that this record over the last 2 years and them kind of bottoming out and having, you know, the worst wide receiver room in the NFL, a disastrous situation at offensive line where there was no future planning, and then this four quarterback derby that started out the season. The fact that guy is still in charge, now to what extent, you know, right now as of today, it looks like he's hanging on as a GM, but I'm going to keep a little bit of an open mind, Kenny, that roles can still kind of shift. We'll see the caliber of candidates that they start talking to. for head coach.
Yeah, but I don't want you to turn it into wishful thinking, though, man.
Sure.
Don't do it.
But look, if it's just a bunch of young, inexperienced guys that, you know, and that doesn't mean that those guys are bad coaches if they get hired. You obviously never know when it comes to this stuff. Who knew that, like, DeMeco Ryans would be, you know, staring at a potential big-time playoff run. You just never really know with these things. But if it's a bunch of guys that they're only getting interviews with and only have a chance to hire because, well, it's an NFL job, it's one of 32, then I'll be alarmed. Then I'll be seriously alarmed. But I want to see how exhaustive this search is with other names that could open up. Like I said, if Harbaugh gets fired, Mike Tomlin gets let go, let's see some of the names that they could be speaking to. Because if they speak to those guys are not going to listen to Andrew Berry. They're not going to day one in the office have to check it in with Andrew Berry on their decision-making.
And Adam Schefter, I have to go back to this. When Adam Schefter, he did say that Andrew Berry is going to be spearheading the search for the next head coach, right? All right, now, Andrew has done things. I do think if he really wanted to, he could have went crazy and tried to go after a quarterback last year. They didn't do it. And so I could always said, hey, you still did. I could say your ideas were not good, but you did what you thought was in the best idea of the franchise. You did what you believed what was best for the franchise, not just best for your own job. So he has a track record of doing what he thinks is best for the franchise, not necessarily keeping his job. If you're Andrew Berry, you're looking for a guy who wants to replace you? So if you line up Owen Lotteman for a head coaching interview, and Owen sits across the desk for 8 hours, is like, that guy right there is the problem. Yeah, hire him. You going to do that?
Right. That's the inherent problem with this setup. You know, unless it is a situation where he's kind of moving out of those decision making. It might depend on who they hire. And Jimmy Haslam, you know, today it might be Andrew Berry is safe and everything's good. That could still change over the next month. And I want people to understand that reality.
I understand that
these things could change. This could be very fluid, all dependent on who they could actually get.
But they made this announcement 14 minutes ago, and I don't think any Browns fan thinks that the Browns are better as of right now than they were yesterday. 216-474-0092. All right, I've talked about the list for over a month. I will open up the list. Coming up next, I want to get to your guys. Did we only go halfway with the Cleveland Browns? We'll hear from Jimmy Haslam, 9:45, the owner of the Browns. We'll be speaking to the media. You'll hear it here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. We're on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody. Darn good to be seen.
Is it? I don't know that it is. We got a couple loyal listeners there. Then we got a couple people that just don't listen. Like, it's the same. It doesn't matter wherever you go. Like, they think you said something that I said. I said something that you said. Like, they're like, and now you can see us, so you know exactly who's saying it. And they still get it wrong. So,
well, just listen. That's all. That's all we ask.
That's all.
Like, listen, when Jimmy Haslam says the roster was better than 5 wins. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, Jimmy's looking at a different offensive roster than I am. What's he looking at?
Yeah, I have no idea. I also did know that Andre Schmidt was a cornerstone of the franchise going forward.
Holy mackerel.
And he said that with a straight face.
Yep.
But, you know, the question that I was trying to get in but was not allowed to was, okay, you cite the last year for Andrew Berry as why you kept him, but what about the previous 3 years that put you in the position that you're in now? Don't those matter? Because those were disastrous. And why this team has won 8 games in 2 years. So, I will say this. I think Jimmy Haslam did a good job of trying to preemptively, say what he needed to say there to kind of stave off some of the questions, if you will. The fact that Kevin Stefanski is held accountable for an 8-win football team in 2 years, but the guy that put the team together was not, is not surprising. I'm not really surprised by much of anything that this franchise does, but it certainly is.
It's wrong, Daryl. It's wrong.
Yeah, it's not the way I would have gone about it. But and the other thing too is if they work so well together, because Jimmy said that multiple times, they worked well together, and he really was emphatic about the dysfunctional narrative. And I don't think anyone has said that this has been dysfunctional. But he wanted to make it known that the building has not been dysfunctional. And that is true. I had not heard anything about, this being dysfunctional like it's been under previous regimes of, coaches and GMs at each other's throats all the time. But Andrew Berry now also is going to hire the next coach and lead that search. So that's also an interesting dynamic because, as I said on the morning show, I think Andrew Berry's got to be on borrowed time now because if you make a change in a year or two in his position, does that mean the head coach goes too? Do you keep the head coach but get rid of Berry? You see what I'm saying? Like it just then things, I think, get really interesting. So, the longevity of the next head coach is already an issue before they even begin their search.
Yeah, can you walk me through the whole Kevin knew, Kevin didn't know about Joe Flacco? Because if you listen to Jimmy Haslam, it sounds like he was in the room and said, "Oh, trade him."
Yeah, I mean, Kevin made it pretty clear that he was surprised by that move. So, that's. No, I think that kind of speaks for itself. So,
Daryl Ryder joining us, and Daryl's in Berea. He's covering everything for us all day long right here on The Fan, 12:30 Andrew Berry's press conference. It's real clear that at some point Andrew Berry jumped Kevin Stefanski in the eyes of ownership. And if not for the fact that he's employed today. It's this. When the Browns put out a statement, Andrew Berry's listed, and Andrew says this was a difficult decision and today is a tough day. Well, when did that happen? When did he not be on equal level with Kevin Stefanski?
I'd probably say when the Joe Flacco trade happened. Because I think Kevin wanted to move forward with Joe. Andrew did not. And that was the beginning of the end.
Jim Schwartz, I'm trying to, first of all, do you think he would want to be the head coach? Let's start there. And then does that make sense? If you keep Andrew and you elevate Jim Schwartz, then what you're saying is Kevin was really the issue here and we can get better and maybe just bring in another defensive coordinator or figure out something else. Where do you think Jim Schwartz lands in all this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Haslam said at the end of the press conference that he really likes Jim Schwartz, thinks he's a really good coach, would like to keep him within the organization. But again, you can't tell your incoming head coach who your coordinators are going to be.
Unless he's the head coach.
Yep.
Right. And Jimmy did not want to comment as to if Jim Schwartz would be on the short list to interview for the job. He should be, because Jim Schwartz is why they won those 8 games in the 2 years. And you look at the way that unit played under him, despite the issues that they had on that side of the ball. I mean, they had injuries that they, you know, had to contend with, but there wasn't a tremendous amount of drop-off. I mean, just look at yesterday's game in Cincinnati, right? Denzel Ward's not on the field, and they're able to, you know, Webb comes in and is able to help, you know, hold the fort. So I do believe that Jim Schwartz should get a shot at it. He should get an interview. Whether or not ultimately he's the guy that they end up with, I don't know. I will say this, though. I believe the Browns know who they want to hire, because I don't think you make them. It's the old adage: you don't make a move like that without having an idea of how you want to replace it. And Jimmy Haslam had made it very clear this morning that he felt this roster was better than 8 wins in 2 years, and it is his expectation that the new head coach will come in, hit the ground running, and win a lot of football games. He made that very clear this morning.
Darrell, who do you think that is?
Well, I think two names, McCarthy and Flores. To me, those, and I'm going to put Schwartz as the third because I believe that Schwartz should be the third. But for me, this is just my take on it. Those are the three names at the top of my list that would be there. Now, does Andrew go unproven coordinator dude route again, right, where you grab an up-and-coming coordinator on either side of the ball, offense or defense, and give him the reins? I don't know. My preference is I would like somebody with some head coaching experience because Kevin Stefanski is the 12th straight head coach to leave here, full-time head coach, I should say. To leave here with a losing record, okay? Unproven coordinator dude does not work here, all right? It does not work here. It never has, and it probably never will. They need somebody with head coaching experience. If the expectation is to come in here and turn this thing around and win immediately and consistently, that's something else that Jimmy Haslam stressed this morning, consistently, you know, it's not about making the playoffs in 2020 and then not getting back till 2023 and now being in the position they're in. Like, so if your expectation is that you're, you know, competing for the playoffs immediately and consistently, I think the guy to do that is somebody with some head coaching experience. I think your odds improve more than just a coordinator who's walking in on his first full-time job. But you look at the way this is structured here and how things typically get run here, with the folks that have input on the major decision-making processes, you lean toward, yeah, they're probably going to go unproven coordinator, dude, because, well, that guy is going to be more malleable to what the group think is. So, but for me, I would probably want to go with someone that has head coaching experience, and that puts McCarthy and Flores at the top of my list, and Schwartz too.
Yeah, my question is what have the Haslams learned about hiring a coach in said situation, right? So you're talking about Hugh Jackson,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
It goes all the way back to when they fired Pat. You know, they bought the team and made the decision that they were going to blow everybody out. Remember that last?
Yeah.
Well, you know, from October to December, where Pat Shurmur and everyone, they walked around like they were dead men walking, which they were, right?
Yeah.
And then I think Rob Chudzinski was the first coach they hired.
4-12.
And then Mike Pettine was next up.
And no one wanted the job. Remember, like the whole thing there Banner and Lombardi were arguing like crazy about what they should do. And then when it was all said and done, Mike Pettine was the guy they rolled out.
Yeah. They've been through a few of these. So they have experience. And look, to Jimmy's credit, he said this morning, hey, we got experience doing this. We've done this before a few times. So, they at least have a blueprint of, you know, how to conduct the search. I do not believe they're going to do what the Atlanta Falcons did, and that is bring in a consultant to help assist them. I believe, and based on what Jimmy Haslam said this morning, based on the statement that was released this morning, Andrew Berry is going to drive the head coaching search. And quite frankly, I think that's the way to go. I laugh at the consultants. Hey, you know what? Pay me $100,000. I'll give you a list of names to interview for your head coach. Okay. And your GM, you know what I mean? Like, I just think that I laugh at these owners that spend the money they do on these consultants to figure out who their coaches and their GMs are going to be and all that kind of stuff. That's just setting money on fire. But Barry's going to lead the search, and we'll, you know, as Jimmy put it, the next 120 days, crucial for this organization, not just for the 2026 season, but the seasons to come.
Daryl, how much does this next head coach, the Shedeur Sanders influence on this? Like, are they bringing in a head coach to make sure that Shedeur Sanders could be the franchise quarterback, or is it wide open?
Yeah, I think it's wide open. I really do. For as much as I would like to see Shedeur get a shot, I believe he showed enough to get a shot, but he also requires a tremendous amount of development going forward. Just, you can't make that commitment right now. And understandably so. And obviously whatever coach comes in there, Andy, I can guarantee you the Shedeur Sanders question is going to be part of the interview process. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, these candidates are going to have to answer that question. And, you know, obviously it's a question that Andrew Berry's going to have to answer this afternoon when he comes down to talk, right? Is, you know, how does Shedeur factor into this whole process? But, yeah, right now, I don't think that the organization can make that commitment today to him to build everything around him.
Daryl, good work in Berea. You'll continue it all day long. I'm looking forward to hearing you during Andrew Berry's press conference. So thank you, bud. We appreciate it.
That's assuming I'm allowed to ask a question.
I'm hoping you are. You ask good
Good luck, Daryl.
Thank you.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. He is in Berea. And he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Again, 12:30, Andrew Berry's press conference. Daryl mentioned a strategy in hiring a head coach. He mentioned a couple of names. And I'm going to tell you next why I think he's exactly right. And it's based on Haslam history. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome in Cleveland to a new kind of era in Cleveland Browns football. That open, courtesy of the University Hospitals Browns Radio Network and our guy, Jake Murren, not on the board.
Yes.
We have Dan Menigan currently on the board. Yes. We've got the Ginger Saint of Cleveland sports doing the 2020s today. It is a locked and loaded show. The latest news is that Pete Carroll has been fired for Las Vegas. Don't worry. Tom Brady, the owner, is going to solve all the things. Don't worry about that. Jonathan Gannon, Cleveland's own, out in Arizona. And, of course, Kevin Stefanski is no longer the Browns head coach, but Andrew Berry's still here. Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How's it going today? You sound really upbeat. Almost, dare I say, excited about this.
Not excited. I think this was the culmination, right? Like, I think if you've been paying attention, like you and I tend to do, the Browns executed the playbook flawlessly. Right? Jimmy said the right things in April at the owners' meetings. I think it was March in the owners' meetings. Hey, We own that. We all own that. And then you transition to the quarterback market where you made sure that there was no head coach on the planet that could win with that. Then you go into the season, you struggle, you trade the incumbent starting quarterback to go to the head coach's quarterback. When that doesn't work, you go to the third string quarterback, the fifth round quarterback, all the while the GM is nowhere to be seen or found. As a matter of fact, for the first time in his history with the Browns, he skips the bye week presser, putting it on the trade deadline presser, which puts it all on the head coach. And then today, after weeks of speculation, you found your fall guy. You found the guy who's the reason why all the good feelings are gone. And then Kevin, now it's all better. The Browns are all better.
Yeah, it's definitely not all better. And if I'm if I'm Andrew Berry, I'd be very cautious about some of the stories he was trying to tell today, because you might end up Mike Pesci and Goodfellas when this is all said and done. You might end up blindsided 3 weeks from now with a head coach that decides that you don't really belong here.
I can't say that I watched a lot of the show Succession. Forgive me.
I love Succession. It's one of my favorite shows.
I think I was like a billions guy, and they just never got around.
Yeah, but they should have interconnected. They're both kind of the same.
I should, but I got tribal very early on, and I stood with Bobby Axelrod. I'll just be honest about that. But in what I've seen of Succession, This season played out like that.
Well, I mean,
I don't know who Greg is. I don't know who Tom Wamsgams is. But I know. But I know Kieran Culkin. He's in there somewhere.
You gotta break a few Gregs to make a Tomlet. you know exactly.
I do know that line.
I like the references that you have here today. Yeah, it's like Wamsgams all of a sudden winning out here. Tom, the least likely candidate, ends up winning out. But is it? Hold on, that doesn't seem right, because Andrew Barry wasn't the least likely to win this battle, was he?
No. As a matter of fact, I think we've called for a minute how this was going to play out, that Kevin was going to be the fall guy because I think Andrew endeared himself a little bit more to ownership. I think he kept Haslam's ear a little bit more. And I think Andrew Barry got the drop on Kevin Stefanski.
Here's where it plays out.
But he loves and respects him.
Well, so I would
need you to know that these thought partners, that's a lifetime bromance.
Which, by the way, Andrew Barry totally in telling that story today about his daughter and his 4-year-old kid being like, hey, I had to tell my kid that, you know, Kevin isn't going to, we might have to part ways with Kevin Stefanski. And then the kid asking, well, can we still play with Kevin? Okay, fine. But what you told everyone is that you clearly had this conversation. You came up with the idea that you were firing Stefanski a long time ago. This didn't just happen this morning that you had this conversation with your daughter. I promise you it didn't happen just this morning. And so, but ultimately, why he wins out in Succession style, in Billion style, whatever style you want to make, you got to be friends with the Kingmaker.
Yeah.
You got to get to the right hand of the person that actually makes the decisions and makes the calls. And the brilliant stroke of genius that Andrew Barry had in all of this, it wasn't being good at his job. None of that is defensible. It's the idea that he got to the right hand side of Haslam while shoving Dee Podesta out the door. And in the meanwhile, basically putting it all on Kevin Stefanski as well. Like, it's job preservation 101.
So we're stuck in this weird spot here where I think you and I both saw the merit in firing Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
And yet I also look at this and go, this is more, in my opinion, fall guy-ism, where every year, even when they've succeeded, like when they went 11-6 and Joe Flacco led them to the playoffs, they still had to find a fall guy for Deshaun Watson.
Every year going back to Joe Woods, they've done it.
Baker Mayfield was a fall guy. Joe Woods. And by the way, some of these guys deserve, it was rightful grounds for termination or separation with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the process matters. I thought Jimmy Haslam's press conference today was weirder than hell. I appreciate his attempts at honesty. The logic doesn't seem to be there on some of those things, but I appreciate him doing it. But cutting it off to after, I believe, 7 or 8 questions in roughly 10 minutes was weird.
Oh, he missed Daryl's question. Daryl was big mad about that.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. Daryl was trying to ask a question, and he never got there. They never got to Daryl's question.
Yeah.
He went on Baskin and Phelps, and first thing he said out of the gate was, it'd be nice to ask a question at these press conferences.
It would be nice if the owner's going to be there in the crescendo, whatever the hell the opening is there, the lobby.
The lobby, yeah.
It'd be great if you could just...
The Dan lobby, actual lobby.
Yeah, no, we are pro Dan lobby. The lobby in Berea, I'm out.
Just want to make sure they're not doing broadcasts from inside Dan lobby.
So I thought the Jimmy thing was a bit of a train wreck. I do think, whether you liked it or not, I do think Andrew served some humanity into this scenario, even if he was the guy holding the knife. So it's just this weird situation of, I think there are rightful reasons why Kevin Stefanski is no longer the head coach. And I also then look back at who decided he's no longer the head coach, how the process came about, what mattered and what didn't, and think today also they tried, but it also falls a little bit in the disingenuous category. It was a weird day. Like, it really has been a weird, unsettling day. The thing that you normally get, hey, this guy, he was the problem, bleep that guy, we got rid of him. Daddy's back, right? Like, that's the kind of thing you're used to on this. And I don't know how you can come away from this week, this weekend, this scenario and go, oh, we got it.
Well, there are still so many people,
we're so good right now.
There's so many people that just don't believe in Andrew Barry. And they will never believe in Andrew Barry, to the point where if we had the number 1 or number 2 overall pick this year, the reason why they'd say don't take quarterback is because they don't trust Andrew Berry. So as long as he's still here, there's going to be an amount of people that are just frustrated and are bitter about how the situation is going. But then it also goes a little bit deeper, right? As long as Haslam's the owner here, I sound like Mike Florio now. As long as Haslam's the owner here,
are you just making things up and presenting it as fact?
No, just everything is always Haslam's fault and it's Haslam's problem and he's the reason why everything is failing.
That's Cleveland like, winners,
that's
Haslam's
like
fault.
Classic Florio 101 is just go to like anytime he gets trapped in a Browns convo, it's like, and you're never going to win because of Haslam. But right now, I don't have much evidence to point to reasons why he's wrong in those discussions. And so, like, there's a defeating nature to all of this and understanding that you had to get rid of Stefanski. But in keeping Berry and having the structure the way it is right now, it doesn't seem like anything's going to get that much better anytime soon.
Yeah, and I do think the lack of clarity on what candidates are going to be the right guys, what candidates are going to be the wrong guy, how this search plays out, I do think that probably the I would say ambiguity, but it's the best word I can think of. I don't think that helps you in this scenario if you're the Browns. It's just, it's so weird because this situation was unlike any we've really had in the previous times where a head coach has been fired. There's been such overwhelming evidence and literally one, maybe two positives to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of things that I think it's okay to espouse that you thought Kevin Stefanski meant to the Browns. The stability brought to the organization, as much as it might have driven us crazy. Some of the press conference stuff where he didn't let stuff get out. The fact that there was a time where I think a lot of us thought Kevin could really call some plays and script up an offense. There were things that I think Kevin did well. And I think it's weird to be in a position where a guy got fired that probably should have gotten fired by how the NFL works. And yet the guy left in power, even if it's a transitional period, because that was said multiple times, and I don't think anybody's touched on it enough, even in a transitional period, he's the guy who he definitively deserved to get fired worse. I understand the generality of why it happened, but I don't think that's helping me resolve whatever. And here's the other thing. I'm not really that upset by this season. Like, I've heard people...
Well, it ended on a high, and that's the interesting part about this.
So, yeah, that totally fair.
The final 2 weeks makes it very, very weird.
The final 3 weeks. I thought they played really, really well against the Bills.
And the players showed a fight that we hadn't seen them really display in the majority of the time that Stefanski had been there. Stefanski himself, once again, showed more emotion than I've ever seen him show on the sidelines.
Aggressive butt slaps.
2 weeks in a row. This is how I know that he was gone for 2 weeks, though. This is it. I told you this is going to happen. I've never seen him want this more. Spite store. Larry David Spite store.
I don't hate
Latte
it.
Latte Larry's.
I don't hate it.
Stefanski was, this was his spite store. This
you
is
go
what
full
this was.
Lovie Smith better than Lovie Smith. I got to begrudgingly respect you.
I'm convinced of it. And also because the idea that, I remember we talked about it earlier in the week, the idea of like, could two wins possibly save him? Well, he won two games. It didn't matter at all. Not in the slightest bit, but he got those guys to play hard. It was the first time in forever we saw that.
Well, and I just think like, I know we're going to play the Haslam sound at some point in this show. Guys, Vegas said they were a 5.5 win team. They won five games.
Yeah.
And they did the thing that I haven't seen a team do this side of Eric Mangini, which is they stayed in it and they played some good quality football. They went 3-4 down the stretch. They didn't collapse. And again, I can't stress this enough. I fired Kevin Stefanski again 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Then the next week, I fired him double.
I fired him a year and a half ago.
Like, we fired him together.
We did. There was the Pittsburgh game last year.
We had a little seance. We held hands. There was a kumbaya circle. There was a trust
chamber. It got a little weird.
It was thought partners, and I'm not going to apologize for a damn minute of it. But it's so weird that I'm sitting here with these conflicted feelings about where this organization is and where what happened with Kevin. And honestly, I respect trying to present the human side of it, but that makes it weirder when you're like, we're going to be friends for life.
I know that part was definitely weird.
After I fired your ass out of a cannon.
Well, all right. So it sounds like you didn't get enough of a pound of flesh, so to speak. It sounded like you wanted a little bit more. And I think there's some fans out there that wanted a little bit more.
I think I'm on the opposite side. I ended up in a spot where
they did too much.
No.
As if Dee Podesta just being gone would have been enough.
I don't know there's anything they could have done that satiated how I feel about where the organization is, because on some level,
why do people feel crappy about this? I'm so confused.
I listen, I literally
what happened here? He won five games. He's won eight games in 2 years. Yep. Why is this the reaction today?
Because I don't think he's the biggest problem.
You're not alone in this. I see it everywhere. It feels like almost like everyone talked about it. Everyone wanted it. And then when you actually got it, it's like, oh, poor Kev.
Like, well, no, I don't think it's poor Kevin.
That's kind of the vibe that I'm getting right now.
Because he got what happened.
He deserved to have what happened.
Well, no. If you go by how the NFL works, this is what happens to coaches that win eight games in years five and six.
The problem here is that it didn't just happen. It only happened to him, and it didn't happen to Andrew Berry. Is that really the crux of this?
As if
we wanted to see more?
I think the problem is, how can you look at this and go, oh, they got this? Like, the owner is trusting the GM, who is the biggest reason for failure the last 6 years, to run a head coaching search. So he's probably not just going to get a promotion in terms of the title. He's probably going to get a promotion in terms of he's probably going to be in charge of the head coach. How do you make the worst trade in NFL history? And then you get a better job.
Okay, so
make any friggin' sense.
If the disease has infected the body, you haven't given it the right antibodies yet to go ahead and clear it out.
It was all a little kumbaya for me today. It's like, no, this was Game of Thrones. This was Succession. This was Dirty Business. And no matter whether there are grounds for Dirty Business or not, it's just a weird spot to then go. Like, I think there are good head coaches out there. I think there are coaches that can be what Kevin wasn't, and I think that might be the missing point, like the missing piece. I think they need something that Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Berry are not, and that is a leader of men and somebody that I think fans can look to and have confidence. Mm-hmm. That's not an offensive coach, a defensive coach, a DBs coach, a special teams coach. That's a trait. These guys going to be the ones to do it?
Well, the concern there is that Andrew Berry is going to hire what his culture is. Andrew Berry is going to hire. It's funny. I was talking about Mike McCarthy earlier today, and it's like the instant reaction was like, no, you can't do McCarthy. Too much of a meathead. It's never going to work. Andrew Berry would want, he's an analytical guy. It would never work to hire somebody that people have equated to mashed potatoes. Like, that's not a thing that you get to do. And it's like, well, hold on. So that leader of men, that person that we're talking about, there's a whole X category of coaches that just get ripped off because he doesn't fit Andrew Berry's culture. That's a big problem, Nick.
I also think today felt like a soft launch of, man, we had so much success together, and go with God, my son. There were parts of it that felt self-congratulatory. Like, I think that the devil is always in the details. And I certainly, Kevin's going to be fine. Kevin might end up with a better job, or he might end up with a job that maybe he feels better about with more power.
Early prediction is the Raiders, by the way, for those keeping score at home, for myself.
That's interesting because of Mendoza. I think Mendoza is everything he's wanted to be.
You got a lot of talent there. I think that's the spot.
Tom Brady's going to be Jimmy Haslam without the full stake in ownership, though. Just a word of warning there.
No, he got practice then.
That's true.
You know, it's a big warm-up.
Well, but he's never done with a minority owner. That's a real pain in the Budinski. But no, I mean, so like, you can be, I think, a little wistful about, man, there were some really good times and that's over. I don't think it's that. I just think it's a weird situation. And that doesn't mean the Browns can't come out of this. It doesn't mean that they're, you know, I'm not fatalistic on this. If you run a good search, you can find the right head coach. I don't know they will, but you can do this. But it just feels like they were very ambitious with how they were going to present this and how they were going to do this. And I just think more of it fell flat. More of it felt like self-service, self-mythologizing than it did the truth. And one of the biggest things I need from these guys going forward is I need better than rhymes with the truth. I do. And I think that's where a good head coach can do the things that maybe Kevin didn't do on the fan service side of things that I think are incredibly important on the off chance you have two bad years back to back.
I mean, that's the goal. That's the dream of it all. Just whether or not Andrew Berry is going to be open enough to see that person into the building now. But I'm still holding out some sense of Wait 3 weeks from now. See what Jacksonville did last year. Just wait and see how this all goes down. They sounded very committed to Andrew, but I...
Going for the Liam Cohen, yeah. Not in my house, Trent Baalke.
Yeah, and here you go, Gladstone. You come on in. It's just the head coach they hire is going to, I hope, has a lot of say in everything, and to the point where they might just turn around and say, Andrew Berry, kick rocks.
So obviously today is going to be a lot about what you guys think. We do want to hear from you today. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media... Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Don't forget to follow us along on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel as well. We want to see you guys out there. We'll see you in the YouTube chats. For the love of God, be civil today. All right.
Drop those corn emojis.
Drop those corn emojis, girl.
Let's get them going, Cornlito.
Hit to like the video. Make sure to subscribe to 92.3 The Fan. But 216-474-0092. We haven't really gotten into the meat of what we're going to get into, which is, was Stefanski the fall guy? I think he could have been incredibly fireable and somehow still, you know, the fall guy. Rosters in transition and friction. Offense taken by Jimmy Haslam in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.